A lot of us are still waiting to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But there are over 370,000 people in Michigan who finished both doses.
I kind of feel like I'm a little bit of a superhero.
That's Jamina Washington. She's a labor and delivery nurse from Ypsilanti. She got her first shot of the Pfizer vaccine in early January.
I just want to walk around flashing my card like it's a badge of honor or something to have completed our doses, and it's been a couple of weeks now.
Washington talked with producer Rachel Ishikawa about making the decision to get the vaccine and how it's affected her life since. But a few months back, she wasn't even sure if she would opt in to get the vaccine right away.
I was thinking, like a lot of people, that this was kind of a rush thing. Another thing is that I am a Black woman, and I know my history as a Black person in this country as far as medicine being tested on slaves against their will. I'm sure you're familiar with the Henrietta Lacks story, and there's the racial disparities have really been brought up with this pandemic. So it really made me think initially, like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be that guinea pig. I had a coworker whose father is a pharmacist, or used to be a pharmacist, and she's Black as well, and she just really laid it out for me. Like, it just really got me thinking, yeah, I don't want to miss this opportunity. I don't take it now. It could be months from now before I have it. My family members won't be vaccinated for a while. The children are doing virtual schooling right now, but I'm the one that's doing, 12 to 16 hour shifts and seeing so many patients a night. There's a chance that I'm going to be exposed and bring it home to my family. So that was kind of my thought process with going from I'm going to wait to I need to do this. I need to do this for me. I need to do this for my family. I am seeing my mother a little bit more. Pre-pandemic, she's a very integral part of our family. She's helped me raise my kids. I was a single mother for a really long time. And so she was in the thick of it, like scheduling and rides and schooling and all that kind of stuff. So here we are a year later, and we're just now really getting to see her again. Of course, and I didn't take any offense to it, but she didn't want to be around me. And I can understand that. I'd feel terrible if I got her sick. Hey, Mom.
Can we hug? Yes, my hugs.
I mean, it's just kind of this unspoken thing, but I can tell she feels a little more comfortable being around me or coming close to me or just giving each other a hug, and not doing like a air high five or an air fist bump or an elbow tap or something like that. I really feel like we can actually have that contact. And so that's been really special.
So yeah, I think we should go for a walk, even though it's cold, it's sunny. The sun is warm on your face, and it does help. And
I have a little vitamin D for us and stuff. So
been doing some sewing today, a sewing project.
That was Jamina Washington. Although Washington will hug her mom since getting the vaccine, she's still very cautious. She always takes into account her work interactions and other outside activities before seeing her mom. As she puts it, they're careful and not comfortable.